Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Freedom of Navigation exercise rattles China. The U.S. Navy ship USS Lassen passed Tuesday within 12 nautical miles of the Subi Reef in the Spratly Islands. Several Chinese ships shadowed the U.S. vessel as it made its way through the South China Sea. China denounced the U.S. patrol that went close to a man-made island it considers a part of its territory. Mira Rapp Hooper from the Center for the New American Security says China appears to be using that island for military purposes.
China has built between 2 and 3 airstrips in the Spratly Islands, and these airstrips are at least 3,000 meters long, meaning they are capable of accommodating any type of military aircraft that China should want to land there. They are also installing sophisticated radar and communications equipment on the island and constructing large port facilities. So these islands are already being militarized.
Mira Rapp Hooper from the Center for the New American Security. The United States is stepping up attacks against Islamic State targets in Syria and Iraq with more airstrikes and possibly some ground assaults. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter spoke Tuesday at a congressional hearing.
Well, our mission in Iraq is to train, advise, and assist our Iraqi partners in situations such as that operation, where we have actionable intelligence and a capable partner force. We want to support our partners, and we will.
Ash Carter. Tanzania's ruling party presidential candidate John Magufuli took an early lead Tuesday in vote counting for Sunday's election. Meanwhile, opposition leader Freedom Mbowe complained of some irregularities.
We have seen some fake ballot papers and ballot boxes, fake documentary being thrashed around.
It looks like a close election. This is VOA News.